The Catafaseas of the Nativity. Anones, Christ is born, let us glorify, and meet Christ who from heaven has come to us. For Christ is on earth, be lifted high, all who dwell on the earth chant hymns to the Lord, and in jubilation all you people sing his praise, for he is glorified. He before the ages, without change from the Father, was born as the Son, and now takes flesh from the pure Virgin, without seed in these last days. To Christ God now let us cry aloud, you have exalted the horn of our strength, you alone, O Holy Lord. Root that came from Jesse's root, O Christ, and flower blossomed from its branch. From the pure Virgin's womb did you come forth, the praised one out of the mount, overshadowed by forests, taking flesh from her who knew not wedlock, and yet immaterial as God. Glory to your power, O Sovereign Lord. As Father of mercies and Lord God of peace, you have sent forth your Son as a messenger, the angel of great counsel, who bestows upon us peace. And thus, as we are guided to the light of divine knowledge, rising up before the dawn, we sing your praises as the Friend of Man. The monster from the deep spat the prophet Jonah forth, but kept him unharmed, just like a newborn babe, while the Word of God, having dwelt in the Virgin and put on her flesh, did come forth from her and yet preserved her incorrupt. Since as God he suffers no decay, he preserved his pure mother thus free from harm. The tyrant's most ungodly proclamation was despised by those three youths brought up in godliness, who feared not the threat of raging furnace fire, and while standing midst the flames cried out in sacred song, "Blessed are you, O Lord God of our fathers. We praise and we bless and we worship the Lord. Moist with dew the fiery furnace was the image and the type of a wonder past nature, for it did not burn the three youths within it, just as the womb of the Virgin Pure was not burnt by the Godhead within. So let us now praise him as we sing the hymn. Let the whole of creation bless and extol the Lord, and exalt him greatly to ages of all ages. O magnify, my soul, the pure Virgin Theotokos, more honorable and glorious than all the hosts of heaven. A mystery most wondrous and strange to my eyes behold, for the cave is now become heaven, the Virgin a cherubic throne, the manger a place where the Lord God, the only uncontainable, reclines as a babe. Him do we praise with hymns and magnify.